folks. This is Lauren Hunt with another episode of the Guitar Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. This is episode number 39. For those of you new to the Guitar Podcast, I want you to know what I talk about, guitars, amps, and pedals, and music and all. I'm conveying my opinion from my experience and learning over the years. Please email me with questions at info@theguitarpodcast.net. Chime in with comments and such on the blog or show notes at theguitarpodcast.net/blog. Follow the Guitar Podcast on Facebook. Last but not least, the Guitar Podcast. Go to theguitarpodcast.net and sign up for email alerts where you'll get email notifying you when a new episode has been released and other timely information regarding the Guitar Podcast. Back to the Facebook page. I frequently throw videos on there from guitarists or musicians I really dig or songs that I really dig. Just want to share them with you and everything. So you check that out. That's one of those things that you get on there, as well as timely updates about what's going on, what's upcoming, and everything like that. Most recently, I posted out there where I wanted to know what kind of guitar picks you guys are using and what kind of guitar picks you recommend, because very soon I want to do an episode reviewing a bunch of different picks. All kinds of picks from your normal Fender mediums that, you know, I grew up playing on, all the way up to, you know, high-end boutique picks. I mean, not like super expensive picks, but fairly pricey picks. A lot more than I would normally spend on a pick. However, I've played some pretty nice picks here recently, so whenever I'm done with this review, I may be changing brands. So anyway, I want to know what you're doing, what picks you're using, what you recommend. Email me, post on the Facebook page. You post on this, you know, on the show notes for this episode if you like. Glad to hear what you're using. This episode where I do the pick review is going to also be, initially it's going to be recorded on video. So I'm going to throw that out on YouTube and stream that through the show notes. And so you'll have a version of it that you'll be able to listen to through iTunes on your car or whatnot. And an episode, and you'll be able to go to the show notes and watch it. You know, you can see the picks, you can see me playing a guitar, and hear everything. I may need to chop it up into like 10-minute segments, because I think unless you pay for a channel on YouTube, I think it cuts you off at 10 minutes. So we'll just give that a shot. So I'm kind of excited about that. I've got a bunch of picks lined up. I really can't do it yet. I'm waiting to get some more picks, and I'd love to hear from you guys. I've already heard a little bit about what, you know, what picks you're using, what picks you want to hear me review. And I think it's going to be kind of neat, because you can see all these different picks. I'm going to tell you about them and how the companies have, some of these pick companies, you know, I can't just go down to my local guitar center or local guitar shop in the small town I'm near, you know, and pick up a handful of these picks. So anyway, I want to know what you're using. I'm really excited about this episode. Also, I'm working on getting some interviews lined up, very close with that, but I want to do the pick episode first. And a lot of cool things coming down the pike for the Guitar Podcast. This is kind of a preview of what's to come, kind of an episode so far, I would suppose you'd call it. But I'm just really excited about these things. I want to share them with you. And I've been working a lot on getting these things in place. I don't want to skip a full week, a full episode of the podcast. So just want to share these items with you. Now, as I'm recording this, it's Wednesday, the 16th, the day before St. Paddy's Day. As probably all of you know about the events over the weekend in Japan. And I just wanted to say that I know that I have several users from, or a lot of listeners from Japan, and I know that some of you may not be able to hear this podcast whenever it comes out. Many of you will. I know the devastation, the destruction really only affected a smaller area of Japan, but still, I'm just very moved by what I've seen on TV and on YouTube of what happened in Japan. And my thoughts and prayers certainly go out to everyone in Japan who has lost either their homes or their lives or loved ones. All the people who are helping out in the rebuilding process, the cleanup process. I just can't express enough how I feel, my heart goes out to all of you, and just the pride that I'm seeing in the Japanese people. You know, you're not acting like a bunch of fools in the aftermath of this. It's just pretty amazing. Something I did want to talk about today, in this episode, is the pentatonic scale. Now, the pentatonic scale is basically five notes out of the major or minor scale. I want to tell you about how it originated. The pentatonic scale is just, it originated with the five black keys in the first octave. So if you just play a song with those five black keys, you have the pentatonic scale. You almost can't go wrong. That's a nice thing. It's the amazing thing about the pentatonic scale is, you know, almost any melody you come up with is going to really sound pretty good. And it works great for blues, of course. And, I mean, very, very simple blues, I might add. But I would never consider myself a true blues man. So, you know, if I play the blues, I pretty well stick to that five-note scale. But I wanted to share with you that where it originated, and it is those five black keys. And it's basically the E-flat minor pentatonic scale, which that is E-flat, G-flat, A-flat, B-flat, and D-flat. Now, if you look at any piano, and you name those notes there, that's what you'll come up with. If you play it on your guitar, that's what you come up with. And then, you know, whenever I'd play that on the guitar and everything, I got to thinking, you know, there are a lot of guys who tune down to half step, and they tune their guitars to E-flat. Namely, Stevie Ray Vaughan, he would do that. Many, many other bluesmen will do that. And I got to wondering, perhaps the reason why they do that is to pay homage to the original black keys, the original pentatonic scale. I mean, because you could still play Connect the Dots in your pentatonic scale, but the notes would still be E-flat, G-flat, A-flat, B-flat, and D-flat. So your ear would still perceive it as those notes, but you could still play Connect the Dots. And when I say Connect the Dots, what I mean is if you look at your guitar neck, you see basically the fret markers, and those dots really tell you where everything is, all the, you know, mainly the natural notes. And it makes guitar playing a lot easier. You know your patterns, you start looking at where things are, and so I refer to that as Connect the Dots. So here is a more academic explanation of what the pentatonic scale is. It's a musical scale with five notes per octave, in contrast to a seven-note scale, such as a major scale or a minor scale. Pentatonic scales are very common and are found all over the world, including Celtic folk music, Hungarian folk music, Western African music, African spirituals, gospel music, American folk music, and jazz, and American blues music, rock music. It just goes on and on. Children's songs. If you were to listen to some old gospel, you can easily play a song, a classic, like Amazing Grace, in the pentatonic scale. Try it. You'll find it's very easy. It's right there. It's just a minor pentatonic scale. The thing that makes the pentatonic scale so special is that it removes the dissonant intervals between the pitches, between the notes. There aren't any minor seconds or major sevenths or tritones. And the notes can be played in any order without clashing. They don't sound funny. They don't sound bad. So back to my five black key pentatonic scale on the piano. And you can relate that to the guitar. It's just notes. It's the only thing. It's just notes. You know, I don't know how to play piano. I'm not really good at piano at all. Not even remotely. But I know that I can jump on a piano and start hitting those black keys, and I can have some good sounding melodies, because it's, you know, it's a very simple scale. Speaking of pentatonic and blues scales and such, I just got the new Vintage Guitar magazine, and in the article or in the section of fret prints, he's talking about one of my favorite guitar players, probably one of the coolest guitar players of all time. Maybe not the best all time. I don't think you could ever really enter him into the argument. But Joe Perry of Aerosmith, fine guitar player, never really went into the shred mode or anything like that. But always nice, tasteful leads and rhythms, and just I'd say if I ever, you know, could choose to model my stage presence after any one guitar player, I would have to have said Joe Perry. He just looks like, he just has this aura about him when he's playing, when he's on stage, just like, yeah, I'm playing guitar, you're not, you suck, whatever, you know. And I just always thought that was really cool. He always had that kind of a sneer on his face. One of the coolest guitar players ever. It's a really, really good article. I highly recommend it. And as usual, there's a lot of background about how the band came up and a lot of their hits, his influences, and then has actually some tablature that breaks down his guitar playing, his lead style, and, you know, the pentatonic scale really plays into that. And of course, he would play, he would go ahead and go and play like full scale and everything, and like many rock guitar players of the era, and even now, they really like the Dorian mode. I love the Dorian mode. It just, everything seems to fit right, and it plays right into the pentatonic, minor pentatonic scale as well. Probably talk about modes sometime in the future as well. I know, I'm not telling you anything right now, am I? It's like, stop teasing us, tell us something. I know. You can reach through your iPod and punch me if you want. Oh, my wife just did. So, all right. Well, again, I want you to get on Facebook and or the show notes of this episode and tell me what guitar picks you use. Tell me what ones you'd recommend, which ones you'd like me to review. I have a lot of them already lined up. And just let me know. This is kind of cool. I got some feedback from Brian in Canada. He says, I don't know if you remember me talking about the Boutique 59. I don't know if you remember me talking about the Boutique 59 Tweed Deluxe that I had to you a few months ago or not. I mentioned that it didn't have a reverb in it, and I was wondering what to do about it. Well, I found a used Boss 63 Fender reverb pedal at a really good price, so I bought it and I've tried it out in my amp. And it sounds really good, to me anyway. It just gives the amp a little fuller sound, or I can crank it up for that surf tone. I just have it turned up to where you can almost notice the reverb, but not quite. So it has a nice full tone, full sound to it. I'm taking an electronics workshop in a few weeks. We're going to build a 512-watt champ-style tube amp. The plans for this amp don't show a reverb tank either. I figured I could use a Boss Fender reverb pedal on both amps that I have. I just thought I would update you on what I was up to, because after I wrote you before, you mentioned on the podcast that you hoped I wasn't going to mess up a good boutique amp and by trying to cut in a reverb tank into the circuit. I didn't intend to do that, but I was trying to decide on whether to look for a delay pedal or a reverb pedal, and then I found this one. It's actually authorized by Fender too, so it should work well with both Fender clones. Well, Brian, thanks for the email. It's really cool. I'm really glad to hear that you didn't cut into that cool boutique amp, and that you hadn't necessarily intended to. I want to go up here. We were talking about the 63 reverb pedal at a good price and that, you know, it sounds good to you. And that's really what it's important. You need to trust your ear and what it sounds right to you. Because if you don't like the way it sounds, you're not going to want to use it. You're not going to want to play your guitar. And that once you're playing guitar, I like how you're saying that you turn it up just enough to give the amp a fuller sound, or you can crank it up and get that surf tone. And then normally you just have it turned up to where you can almost notice the reverb, but not quite. I think that's the ideal way to use it, where it just gives a little hush after the end of the note. I think that's great. But I mean, there are certainly times, just like you were saying, you crank it up, you need to get that really heavy spring reverb sound to get that 50s surf tone, just like what you were talking about. Glad to hear you're taking an electronics workshop and that you're going to build a Champ amp, Champ style tube amp. That's really super cool. I think that's the one of the simplest circuits you can use to build an amp, and it's a great little tone machine. And we were talking about it doesn't have schematics for a reverb tank. It's because more than likely you're going with the very first Champ from the 50s, and they didn't have reverbs in them. You thought you could use that Boss Fender reverb pedal on both amps. I would go out on a limb and say that reverb pedal, if it sounds good on those amps, it'll probably sound good on most any amp you run it through. Reverb, those time-based effect pedals, aren't as finicky with different amps as, say, overdrive pedals are. And most amps will do just fine with different time-based pedals. So I'm thinking that if you like that pedal, it's probably going to work on almost every amp you have or ever will have. I'm glad you updated me on what was going on, and also glad you didn't cut into it and you cut into that boutique amp and didn't intend to. So, once again, thanks a lot, Brian, for the feedback, and I'd really like to hear how that went, how your Champ build goes, and how that pedal sounds with your new amp. So, rock on. So, I'm pretty much just going to wrap it up for today's episode of the Guitar Podcast. Please email me with questions at info@theguitarpodcast.net. Comment on the blog, blog or show notes. If you like what you heard today and you subscribe to iTunes or Zoom, please let me know by writing a review. Thanks for tuning in again. This is Lauren Hunt signing off for the Guitar Podcast.